Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Welcome to Healthy Cooking with Mac O'Vale on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the first Thursday monthly from 1 to 2 p.m. You are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. She also takes questions in the last portion of the show, so make sure to call in at 646-378-0378. And now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome everybody to Healthy Cooking with Mac O'Vale. I am coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan here, where we have a gorgeous day. It's going to be 80 degrees and the sun is shining. My name is Valerie Wilson. I am a chef, an author, and a counselor. I have been in the food industry for over 24 years, and I've been teaching healthy cooking classes for the last 18 years. Welcome to my show. I have a big, huge announcement on the show today, so stay tuned. During the show, I will be sharing with you my cucumber wakame salad. This is a nice, refreshing, cooling salad because it's summertime now and the sun is shining, so it's nice to eat cooling foods. My background is in macrobiotic cooking and the energy of the food, Oriental philosophy. So not only do I talk about the vitamins and the minerals and the health benefits of food, I also talk about the energy of the food, how it affects different organs in the body. Basically, everything that comes from Mother Nature in its whole form is healthy and wonderful for you. It's when, unfortunately, we manipulate the food, we refine, we reprocess it, or we genetically modify it, we change it somehow, then it's not so good for us when we put it in our body. So I always recommend to my students, eat food that's whole and healthy and organic. I am located in Westland, Michigan, where I teach cooking classes. Most of the classes are taught here in my home. And when you come to a cooking class, it's a hands-on experience, so everybody helps participate. I think you learn more that way. It's lots of fun. Everybody helps chop the vegetables and make the food. And then you actually get to sit down and eat the food we've prepared, so you actually get a meal. Coming up later in the show, I will tell you about my upcoming cooking classes. Now, at any time during the show that you want to call in and chat with me, I absolutely love hearing from everybody who's listening. The last 20 minutes of the show, I bring on questions and people who have called in, and the phone number is 646-378-0378. If you want to find out more information about me and all the services that I offer, you can go to my website, which is macroval.com. My website also has a link to my YouTube channel. I have posted over 25 short, informative videos teaching you all about the health benefits of different food. And it also has a link there to my Facebook page, which is MacroVal Food. Now, on my Facebook page, I post all my upcoming classes. I post where I'm going to be and new recipes that I've created. And every month when I come to you live on my radio show, I post pictures and step-by-step instructions of the recipe of the month, which this month is cucumber wakame salad. So you can go to my Facebook page, MacroVal Food. You can like the page. And then every month you'll be able to see visually how to create the recipe. So I think it'll work, you know, it's a lot easier for you if you actually see how to make it and you have the recipe next to you. And then every month, the recipe that I feature, you can get that recipe a few different ways. It is always posted on my website, macroval.com. It's also in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. Now, the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is this awesome free magazine that you can pick up at local places like health food stores. And it's like, the magazine is very uplifting. It's positive. Not only is my food of the month and recipe of the month in there, but there's other informative articles There's also a lot of articles, again, about energy and how it affects your body. So I really like that in the magazine. So when you get a chance, pick up the magazine. And then you can also get a copy of the recipe on bodymindspiritguide.com, which is the website that goes with it. And again, I post it on my Facebook page, Macrovale Food. So there's lots of ways that you can get a recipe every month from me, which is a great way to get started. I would like to take a moment right now to thank Penny and all the people that work at Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, Courtney, my producer, and everybody who puts forth the effort and the time to make my radio show available so that you can listen to it every month. And I come to you the first Thursday of the month, every month, from 1 until 2 p.m. right here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And if you get a chance, check out some of the other radio shows on this BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, because a lot of the people who write for the magazine also have radio shows. It's a great source of information and a wonderful thing that you should stay in tune with. Tune in every month, hear my show, and then check out some of the other shows. I think it'll definitely be something that you'll put in your notebook and want to keep doing month to month to month. I have a big announcement here. I have come out with my second cookbook. My first cookbook came out about 15 years ago. It's called Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. But just this week, my brand new cookbook called Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season came out. It is now available for purchase. This cookbook is something that I'm excited to bring to you. These recipes are very, very flavorful and very colorful recipes where we're cooking for the spring season. The cookbook has full colored pictures in it so that you can definitely see what the recipe looks like when you're done creating it. The spring season is when we feature foods that are naturally sour to the taste. So one of the recipes in the cookbook is my lemon meringue pie, which features the sour flavor. The whole grains that are the signature time of the month for spring are barley, wheat, and rye. So I have a barley and bok choy stir-fry dish in here that's very delicious. And the beans that are associated with the springtime is white beans. So there's a nice side dish in here called kale and white beans. And I have a whole section on soup in here. And you know, one of the signature foods for springtime, one of my all-time favorite vegetables, is asparagus. So my cream of a soup is in this cookbook. I've created thousands of recipes. I am talking about going on 3,000 recipes. I'm always in the kitchen creating new recipes. I get so excited when I create a new recipe. But I got to tell you, this cream of asparagus soup, out of all the recipes I've created, is one of my favorites. And in fact, last month, if you didn't catch it, asparagus was the food of the month, and I featured a bean and asparagus soup recipe. And you can listen to the archived radio show on any one of those links I gave you, macrovale.com or bodymindspiritradio.com, because there's always a way that you can listen to my radio show if you can't listen to it live. So my new cookbook, Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season, is actually the first in a series of the cookbooks. My intention is to come out with 5 cookbooks that correlate with the 5 transformations of energy. Now, if you've listened to any of my past radio shows, I have mentioned the 5 transformations of energy before. It is the ancient study of the energy of the food and the different seasons, and how the food is available at certain seasons, and how as the human body is so closely in tune with nature, each season represents different organs in the body. So the spring season is your liver, your gallbladder, and your nervous system. So all the recipes in this spring season cookbook feed and nurture your liver, your gallbladder, and your nervous system. So my intention is throughout the year to come out with the spring, summer, late summer, fall, and winter. So eventually you'll be able to get all 5 books and you'll be able to look through there and see how they correlate and feed and nurture all the organs in your body. But for right now, I have the spring edition out. Now, how can you get a copy of this cookbook? I know you're excited and you want to get a copy. Go to macroval.com. There's a direct link. You can just click on there. You can buy it right off the computer, right off the internet. But if you don't have a charge card and you can't do that, you can buy this cookbook from me directly. Every Thursday, today, as a matter of fact, as soon as I get off the phone, I am going to the Westland Farmers Market. Every Thursday from 3 until 7, I have a booth there. I sell my healthy, organic, sugar-free desserts. And I will have the cookbook there for purchase. At any time that you come to a cooking class, I will have the cookbook available for purchase. And if you just got to get your hands on this cookbook right away as soon as possible, you can call me directly, 734-722-4553. And I can definitely make arrangements so that you can get a copy of the new cookbook. So, the Westland Farmers Market, I want to definitely tell everybody about that. It's a really great idea, no matter where you live, to go out to your farmer's market. Whether you are here in the area, I would love to see you at the Westland Farmer's Market, but farmer's markets are designed to promote local businesses. So everything that is sold at the Westland Farmer's Market are people who are in business for themselves, and they are selling Michigan products. For instance, all my stuff is homemade. I make it by hand, you know, by my hands, from scratch, and I make things like some of my best sellers are my protein bars, my chocolate chip cookies, and I also have jams that are all made with organic fruit. And all of my desserts are made with brown rice syrup, so I don't use a chemical sweetener. Brown rice syrup does not spike your blood sugar level, so it's the healthiest sweetener you can use. I have a couple new recipes. As I said, I'm always in the kitchen creating new recipes. It's like a passion of mine. I love to cook. So I came up with this coconut pecan marshmallow cookie bar. It is a layer of a cookie crumb crust on the bottom, and then there's a layer of chocolate, and then there's a layer of Suzanne's rice mellow cream, which is a vegan marshmallow. It tastes just like marshmallow, but it's vegan. And it's also made with brown rice syrup. Again, no refined sweeteners, no chemical sweeteners in any of my desserts. And then I sprinkle toasted pecans and toasted coconut over the top. So you got a layered cookie bar. This is to die for. It is so good. It's nice and sweet, and when you bite into it, you get the coconut taste, you get the pecan taste, but then you get the gooey marshmallow taste. And underneath that, you get a layer of graham cracker, cookie crumbs, and chocolate. I also created just organic peach pie. So I was able to find organic peaches in the store. You know, peaches are seasonal, especially the organic ones. So they're in the store now. And I make my organic peach pie with a crust that's made with brown rice flour and ground walnuts. So this pie is actually gluten-free. And I will be selling it by the slice at the market. And just 2 days ago, I created a brand new cookie bar. This one is one of my favorites. You know, one of my favorite dessert combinations is peanut butter and chocolate. I love peanut butter and chocolate together. So I took my chocolate chip cookie dough and I pressed it into a pan to make bar cookies. But I didn't press all the dough, most of it. And then I made a peanut
Valerie, if you're able to hear me, we can't hear you.
So
okay, it looks like we lost our host for a second, so we're going to give her the opportunity to call back in. You're listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Vail. And we appreciate you listening to the show. She always has a wonderful recipe of the month. And you can go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com to see that recipe. Or you can also go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com to listen to all of Valerie's shows in archive. Last month, she featured asparagus, and this month she will be talking about cucumbers, and we're going to welcome her back to the show. Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Technical difficulties. That's the glory of coming to you on a live radio show. But I am back. So I was talking about the Westland Farmers Market and this incredible peanut butter, caramel sauce, chocolate chip cookie bar I just created. Decadent. It's delicious. It's peanut buttery. It's chocolatey. So if you get a chance, come out to the Westland Farmers Market. If you're in the area, it's located right off of Ford Road on Carlson Road. Carlson Road and Central City Parkway are kind of the same road. It's right next to the kids' water park. There's lots of tents set up there. I'm there every Thursday. And again, you can purchase my delicious desserts. You can also get a copy of my new cookbook, Healthy and Delicious Cooking, Spring Season. And so I would love to see you out there. And it's about time. Well, we already kind of went on a break because I flopped up and did some technical difficulties. So instead of taking a short break, I'm just going to go ahead and keep going, tell you about some of my upcoming classes, and then get right into my cucumber wakame salad recipe. In the month of June, I am teaching summer cooking classes. And these classes, again, are in my home here in Westland. On Wednesday, June 17th, I am teaching how to make quinoa, cucumber, corn, dulse salad. Dulse is a sea vegetable. A yellow and green bean salad and nice and cold frozen fudgicles. That's Wednesday, June 17th. On Wednesday, June 24th, I will be teaching you how to make grilled corn salad, a tempeh and cucumbers dish, and a no-bake pudding pie. These classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. The fee for each class is $40. And again, that $40 includes a meal that you actually get to sit down and eat after the class is over with. Now, if you go to my website, macrovale.com, you can sign up and attend a cooking class, and you'll get a dollar off. So the class will actually be $39. If you pay me directly in person, you get $2 off. So you can come to the class for $38. Summertime is when we feed and nurture the heart and the brain, the two most active organs in the body. And so the signature whole grains for summertime are quinoa and amaranth. So quinoa I'm featuring in these two classes. Both classes feature quinoa. So another signature summertime food is cucumbers. I have a few favorite vegetables. As I've mentioned before, asparagus, one of my all-time favorites. But ever since I was a little kid, I have always loved cucumbers. They're nice and cold. They're nice and refreshing. When you bite into them, you get this squirt of water in your mouth. Love cucumbers, one of my favorite foods also. Because they are 95% water, they are a cooling vegetable. So it's really good to eat vegetables in the summertime that have a high water content, that are cooling to the body, because when the temperature outside gets to be like 90 degrees, you want to be comfortable and not hot and sweltering out there because it's so hot. And the way that you do that is you eat cooling foods, and then that helps to regulate your body temperature. Cucumbers are not only delicious, crunchy, and so versatile, but they're really good for you too. They contain phytonutrients, which have been shown to have anti-cancer properties. So phytonutrients are small microscopic nutrients that are found in food that comes from Mother Earth, and scientists study them, and they can figure out what these phytonutrients actually do for you. So they've been doing some studies lately, and they found that cucumbers have anti-cancer properties. They are high in vitamin C, high in vitamin K, contain several B vitamins, and they have anti inflammatory properties. Cucumbers also contain copper, potassium, manganese, and numerous antioxidants such as beta carotene. Cucumbers are in the watermelon family. So it's interesting to note that they're in the same family together. So you hear a lot of healing properties about watermelon, and now I just told you of all the healing properties of cucumber. The difference is watermelon, although it comes from Mother Earth and it is healthy for you, it is a fruit, contain fructose. Cucumbers, on the other hand, are a vegetable. They do not contain the fructose. And people who have blood sugar problems would definitely be better off choosing the cucumber over the watermelon. But both of them have a really high water content, so you can kind of see how they're both in the same family. They're both related to each other. Now, this recipe is a cucumber wakame salad. So now you're thinking to yourself, well, what is wakame, right? You've never heard of wakame. It's interesting, when you start eating healthy, there's a lot of ingredients that you will probably be unfamiliar with, which is why it's a great idea to attend cooking classes, because in the cooking class, I've been working with wakame for 18 years now, so I can tell you the best way to work with it, how to properly season it so it actually tastes good. So wakame is a sea vegetable. It's an actual plant that grows in the ocean. Now, a lot of people call these seaweed, but I like to call them sea vegetables. Now, the human species have been eating sea vegetables since the beginning of time because it's a natural plant that grows in the ocean, and it's full of vitamins and nutrients. Sea vegetables are the most nutrient-dense food on the planet because they have a high concentration of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals inside of them. So you only need a little bit in your diet to get all the health benefits of it because they're highly concentrated. Wakame is very high in calcium. In fact, it has 11 to 14 times more calcium than milk as a dairy product, which is mucus forming in your system. So we kind of want to stay away from that, whereas wakame will never, ever cause mucus in your system. Wakame is also very high in iron, high in potassium, high in zinc, contains almost the entire range of B vitamins. It's got B1, B2, B6, got niacin, and it contains vitamin B12. Now, a lot of people who become vegetarian unfortunately get depleted of vitamin B12. Well, maybe they're not eating their sea vegetables because vitamin B12 is in sea vegetables, and wakame is high in vitamin B12. High in vitamin C, contains pantothenic acid and folic acid. Wakame in particular contains alginic acid. Alginic acid has the ability to turn toxic metals that might be stored in your intestines into harmless salts so that it can be discharged from your body. See, we can sometimes get toxic metals accumulated in our body because of fillings in our teeth and or some of the food that's packaged that we eat and or drink is packaged in like aluminum cans or something like that. And after a long period of time, those toxic metals can accumulate in your system. One of the places they can accumulate is your intestines. So by eating the sea vegetable wakame, you can actually cleanse your body out of those toxic metals. Wakame is so cleansing and healing to the body that it actually can cleanse radiation out of the body, that radiation. Now, when we dropped the bombs in World War II, and all the people that didn't die from when the bombs were dropped, they were then sick with radiation poisoning. And this is a documented scientific study that actually happened. These people who had radiation poisoning, there was two different hospitals. There was a hospital that treated people with the new Western medicine, drugs and, you know, antibiotics and trying to figure out how to heal these people. And then there was a traditional Eastern hospital that serves these people brown rice and miso soup. Miso soup has wakame in it every day. The people that were in the new Western hospital that were being treated with medication and everything, unfortunately, they all died. The people that were treated with brown rice and miso soup that has wakame in it all lived. That's how strong and powerful the food is that you put into your body. So you can either put healthy, good, life-giving food into your body, or you can put not-so-good food into your body, and your health will definitely show which one of these things you're putting in your body. The truth is observable. All you have to do is just open your eyes and observe. Now, when you cook with sea vegetables, such as wakame, you have to remember that wakame has a bitter taste. All sea vegetables have a bitter taste. So again, I emphasize to my students always, use a little bit. Don't use a lot, you know, because people who've never used it before, maybe they don't know. Sea vegetables come dried. So you're going to go to the health food store. You're going to look for it in a package, and it's going to say wakame, and it's going to be dried. So it's the actual plant out of the ocean that has been dried. Being that it is dried, it is non-perishable and will last forever. Okay? Did you hear that? Forever. So if you buy a package of wakame, don't worry about it going bad. It will never, ever go bad as long as it remains dry. So you take it home. The recipe here today, we're only using 6 inches of wakame. That's not very much. And then the rest of it, you put in a Ziploc bag and you store it in your cupboard. There's no reason to store dried sea vegetables in the refrigerator. Just store them in the cupboard. Now, once you take that dried wakame, you want to soak it because it's dried. You want to reconstitute it so that you can chop it up. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, MacroVal Food, I have a visual picture where you can see I've put the wakame in a bowl where I first put the water in there, and then I took a picture like 10 minutes later where it expanded. It literally doubles in size. So that's another thing that you need to about cooking with sea vegetables, that when you start with the dry sea vegetable and then you soak it or you cook it, it's going to expand to twice as much. So again, I always emphasize, use a little bit. Don't go overboard. So because of that bitter taste that wakame and other sea vegetables have, you've got to put it in a dish with things that are sweet, sour, pungent. You've got to mix it with the other flavors so that the bitter taste is not the predominant taste. Because nobody wants to eat food that tastes bitter, right? Bitter should be an underlying flavor that your taste buds recognize, but when you put it in your mouth, you don't go, oh, well, wait a minute, that's bitter, right? But if the taste is there, your taste buds will recognize it. Okay, so if you want, get out a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to give you this recipe. Again, you can go to macroval.com, my website. There's a copy of the recipe there. You can go to bodymindspiritguide.com. There's a recipe there. You can go to MacroVal Food, my Facebook page. So you can find this recipe 3 different places. And you can also pick up the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide so you can get the recipe. We are going to start with 2 cucumbers. The cucumbers as thin as possible. You can cut them in half first and make them thin sliced half moons, or you can leave them round and have round slices. Either way works. The key to making the salad is that you do want the cucumbers sliced thin. Now, you can do this by hand with a knife and a cutting board, and or if you have a food processor with a slicing blade, you can put the cucumber in the food processor and then very simply just slice the cucumbers very, very thin. When purchasing cucumbers, please, 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 please get organic cucumbers. Again, when a vegetable has a high water content and it's sprayed with chemicals, those chemicals are more concentrated in vegetables that have a high water content. So you're going to have more chemicals in your cucumbers because of the high water content. So all that good, you know, hydrating water that's in cucumbers, if you buy conventional ones, it's going to have chemicals in it. And you can wash the outside of a cucumber as much as you want, but you can't get those pesticides out of the inside of the cucumber. To make the cucumber look better in the store, conventional cucumbers are also waxed. They put a layer of wax on the outside. If you ingest that wax, That wax coats your stomach, and you can't properly digest food. So, again, they do not wax organic cucumbers, and they do not spray organic cucumbers. And taste-wise, the organic ones are sweet and juicy. The conventional ones are going to be bitter to the taste because pesticides and chemicals are bitter to the taste. So we have our cucumbers. You're going to want 6 inches of wakame, 1/4 cup of toasted sesame seeds. I used black sesame seeds in the recipe that I featured on my Facebook page, MacroVale Food. Black sesame seeds have a higher vitamin and mineral concentration than the brown ones, although either one of them would work in this recipe. And I think the black sesame seeds make the dish stand out. It makes it pop because you've got that bright black color on the the green and white cucumbers. It just really stands out. You're going to want 2 tablespoons of brown rice vinegar. What is brown rice vinegar? Brown rice vinegar is a naturally fermented vinegar made from brown rice. It is sweet and pungent. You're going to want 2 tablespoons of ume vinegar. What is ume vinegar, right? So ume vinegar is a vinegar that is made when they naturally ferment the umeboshi plums. Umeboshi plums is a traditional Oriental food that they eat over in the Orient. Some people eat it every single day because it has really high antibacterial properties. The fermented food, fantastic for you. The umeboshi plum vinegar is a salty, pungent vinegar. So I'm using a combination of the brown rice vinegar and the ume vinegar because I have a sweet and salty combination going there. These two vinegars complement each other very, very nicely. Whenever I make a salad dressing and I use these two vinegars, I get rave reviews. People are like, oh, this tastes so good. What did you do? What did you do? Well, I use these two vinegars because sweet and salty complement each other. Where can you get these vinegars? Well, if you shop at a health food store, you can definitely get these vinegars. But Eden, which is a local Michigan business, Eden makes both of these vinegars. Some mainstream supermarkets, such as Kroger's and stuff, now sell these vinegars because they have a natural health section in there. So you might be able to find them at a regular health food store, too. And then 2 scallions sliced thin. Now, you can substitute the scallions for onions. In fact, the pictures that I share have onions, not scallions. And you just want a little bit in there, though, not a lot, so the onions are not overpowering. So, again, like 2 scallions or 1/4 of an onion sliced thin. So what you're going to do is you're going to take that wakame and, again, cover it in water, and you are going to let it soak for approximately 10 minutes. That way the wakame gets reconstituted so that you can chop it up. It will double in size, and then after it doubles in size, take it out of the water, put it on your cutting board, and chop it up into really small pieces. When you eat a salad that has sea vegetables in it, it's not very appealing to be eating a salad with big pieces of sea vegetable in it. But if the sea vegetable is chopped up in really small pieces, then it just looks like a green garnish in the dish, and it just makes it more appealing, so more people are more apt to want to taste it. So then after you chop up the wakame, you put that in a bowl, and you put the 2 tablespoons of brown rice vinegar over the wakame. Now let the brown rice vinegar marinate the wakame for approximately 1 hour. At the same time that the wakame is marinating, put the cucumbers and the scallions into a bowl and pour the 2 tablespoons of the ume plum vinegar over that and let that marinate for 1 hour. Now, what happens with this salty ume plum vinegar that's poured over the cucumbers is salt has the natural property of drawing things out. So the saltiness of the ume vinegar is going to draw the water out of the cucumber. So you'll see after marinating the cucumbers for like 1 hour, there'll be more liquid in there than there was before because it's drawn out the natural juices of the cucumbers. So then you want to add the toasted sesame seeds. Let me walk you through toasted sesame seeds and why do we toast the sesame seeds, right? all nuts and seeds contain a particular enzyme that makes them very hard to digest in their raw form. That would be all nuts and seeds. Sesame seeds, walnuts, pecans, almonds, all of them contain a particular enzyme that makes them very hard to digest. Now you change that enzyme by roasting or toasting or soaking your nuts and seeds. That way your body can properly digest them. That way your body can utilize the vitamins and the minerals and everything else that's located in the seeds. So take your quarter cup of sesame seeds, put them in a little colander, and just rinse them really quick. I get the nuts and seeds whenever I toast them wet first. Why do I do that? So that when I put them in the pan and I start toasting them, they all cook evenly. So I don't accidentally scorch some and some of the other ones are left raw. So if you just rinse them in a colander, then throw them in a dry saute pan. You don't need oil. You don't need anything. Just put them in the pan, put it on a medium heat, and then just let them cook. And you don't need to stir them constantly. You just stir them occasionally. You will know these sesame seeds are done when they are not wet anymore. They're dry. And they actually start to pop. When you toast sesame seeds, it's kind of interesting and cool. They pop out of the pan, kind of like little popcorn kernels pop, you know. They kind of jump out of the pan. That's how you know sesame seeds are toasted and they're ready to go. Now, do let the sesame seeds get to room temperature before you add them to the salad. But then you mix it all together. You take the cucumbers and the marinating liquid, mix it with the wakame and the marinating liquid, and throw the sesame seeds in there and mix it all together. This is a very refreshing, wonderful salad. You have the crunchiness of the cucumber, and when you bite into it, you get an underlying sweet, sour, pungent flavor that just hits your tongue, kind of like when you eat pickles, because this is kind of a version of a pickle. This is like a quick pickle. But we know what that does? That refreshes your taste buds because you're tasting sweet, sour, bitter, pungent, and salty. You're getting all five flavors in this one recipe. That refreshes your taste buds. It like wakes your taste buds up so that the next thing that you eat is even going to be more flavorful. So this is a great side dish to serve at a picnic or a get-together or something like that. Very refreshing, very light. Once it is mixed together and everything, you do want to put it in the refrigerator. It is best served cold, but you can serve at room temperature. And then definitely store it in the refrigerator, and it will last a week in your refrigerator. Works good that way. Well, it's about time for a break. So, again, anytime during the show, you can go to macrovale.com, which is my website. Check it out. Actually, you can go there anytime. And you can purchase my new book, Healthy and Delicious Cooking, Spring Season. Full-colored pictures, wonderful springtime recipes featuring great things like my lemon tofu cheesecake with blueberry sauce, which is my personal favorite. Stuffed collard greens, which are out of this world delicious. Collard green lasagna. These are just a few of the recipes that are featured in this new cookbook. And also, if you get a chance, check out my Facebook page, MacroVal Food, where you can see the pictures of this recipe and follow along. Okay, we are going to go on a quick break, and then I'm going to open the phone lines up for people to call in and chat with me.
Thank you, Valerie. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She has given so many tips and recipes today, so I would like to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com. For more information, you can also connect to her by phone at 734-722-4553. And we also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archive, and you can actually slow them down. so you can write down any or all of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join in the show or ask a question is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back to the show. So today I have been sharing with you all about cucumbers, told you all about the farmer's market that I will be going to directly after the show here, and my wonderful new cookbook, Healthy and Delicious Cooking, Spring Season. And don't forget about my upcoming class, summer cooking classes. That's Wednesday, June 17th and Wednesday, June 24th from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. Those classes are held here in my home in Westland. Classes are $40, and that fee includes a hands-on experience here at the cooking class, the recipes, and a sit-down meal that you actually get to eat the food that we've prepared. So you can sign up at my website, macroval.com, or you can call me directly, 734-722-4553. Well, it's the last 20 minutes of the show, so I'm going to bring on my producer, Courtney, and answer any questions that we have out there. Hello, Courtney.
Hi, Val. We actually have several questions in the chat room today, so
great.
I'm going to kind of give them to you as they came in. We had a woman who asked if you could recommend any foods that would help enhance memory. Her mom has early stages Alzheimer's, and she was wondering if there was anything that might help enhance memory.
Okay, enhance memory and help with Alzheimer's. That's a complicated thing to get into. I can give some simple suggestions that she might want to try. First and foremost, sea vegetables, because when you have Alzheimer's, you have an accumulation of toxic metals in your brain. Remember, we talked about toxic metals earlier in the show and how sea vegetables cleanse that out of your body. So first and foremost, my first recommendation is sea vegetables. Not only wakame, but kombu and other things like that. You start getting them in her diet in any way, shape, or form that you can. Putting them in soups is one of the easiest ways to do it. Other foods that are known for brain-enhancing food is cauliflower, walnuts. Walnuts contain omega-3 fatty acids. They are fantastic for the brain. And the signature whole grains that feed and nurture the brain is quinoa and amaranth. So if she started to incorporate some sea vegetables, some whole grains such as quinoa and amaranth, cauliflower, walnuts, all of those things are great for the brain. They feed and nurture the brain. So unfortunately, when people start to have memory loss and Alzheimer's and things like that, I can make simple food suggestions, but they really need to change their overall eating habits. But those are a few simple suggestions, step in the right direction. Now, I do one-on-one counseling. I do it in person and or over the phone. So somebody with a health issue, something like that, they could call me and we could set up an appointment. And I might be able to help them a little more, but right off the top of my head, those are some of the best foods for your memory and for your brain.
Awesome. We also had a question about cleansing the liver. Is there anything that you could recommend for cleansing the liver, especially for those who maybe are overcoming alcoholic addictions?
Okay, so cleansing the liver, especially for people who are overcoming alcoholic addictions. Everybody's different, so I can make some general recommendations, but so the liver is one of the organs that I mentioned is associated with the spring season. So any and all the recipes in my new cookbook, Healthy and Delicious Cooking for the Spring Season, would help to detoxify, strengthen, and nurture your liver. But if you're looking for a cleanse in particular, hot water with lemon in it is one of the most simplest cleanses for your liver. It's fantastic for your liver. You can drink that. That is the easiest thing. Again, I would emphasize sea vegetables, because sea vegetables basically cleanse just about every organ in your body. and they're really going to help with overcoming alcoholism. And there's also a medicinal drink made with kudzu root, K-U-D-Z-U, kudzu root. It's a white root, and I use it in cooking for thickening gravies and things like that. But they have done scientific research to show that kudzu root actually has the ability to, and I'm not a scientist, so I can't tell you exactly how, but it has the ability to cleanse the body or get rid of the accumulation of drinking alcohol for years and years and years. So people who have been alcoholic, if they recommend this kudzu root to them, it's supposed to help them, put them in a step in the right direction. Now, you can go to your local health food store. That's the only place you're going to find kudzu, and ask them. You can get the dried kudzu root. You can make a tea out of it, and or you can ask them if they have it in pill form, because they do sell it in capsule form. So those would be some great, you know, steps, some, you know, simple, you know, steps that someone could take to cleanse their liver to help try and overcome the alcoholic addiction.
Okay. I thought this was an interesting question. I don't know if you've been asked this one before. There was a nice woman who is trying to gain weight. Her doctor has recommended that she needs to gain weight, and she was wondering if you had any healthy recommendations on how to gain weight.
Healthy recommendations to gain weight. Without knowing her specific condition, like there's a reason why she can't gain weight, you know, and a lot of times, and I'm just, you know, thinking from experience and people I've counseled, a lot of times it's digestive issues. So she needs to strengthen her digestion, because if she's properly digesting the food, she should, you know, your body should maintain a normal body weight where you're not obese and over, you know, overweight, and or you're not, you know, bone thin and anorexic. You should, homeostasis, there should be a middle ground to strengthen your digestion. First and foremost, you would want to strengthen your digestion, which you can do with naturally fermented food, such as sauerkraut. In general, to help her gain weight, obviously, she would want to eat more rich foods that have good quality fat, not bad saturated fat. We want to talk about olive oils and, organic safflower oil or organic sunflower oil or something like that. She is someone who could cook food with a little more oil. Like if she's going to make a soup, she could add olive oil to it in addition to seasoning it, to give her more fat, because a high fatty food such as that will help you gain weight. But again, without me knowing her exact condition, it's kind of hard for me to help her on her journey to gain weight, because there could be a lot of different things going on with her, whereas why she can't gain weight. So again, you know, I love to hear the feedback. I love to hear the questions, but in order to really, you know, get in there and really help someone if they want to set up a one-on-one consultation, you know, my phone number is 734-722-4553. If they want to find out information about the consultation, like, well, what's it going to involve, they can go to my website, macrovale.com. I have a consultation page that you can pull up and read about it. But those would be my, you know, general suggestions.
Awesome. Well, we have two more questions, but I'm gonna give you the one that came in first. We had a gentleman who asked how to keep vegetables fresh longer. He said that, you know, he's heard that you put them in the fridge and it'll keep them fresh longer, but he's also been told to keep them out of the fridge and it will keep them fresh longer. And he was wondering what you would recommend, especially if you're buying organic vegetables such as, you know, the cucumbers, the tomatoes, so forth and so on. What would be your recommendation to keep them fresh longer?
Well, all vegetables are different, but if you're getting something that's a leafy green, like parsley, kale, or collards, what I do is I bring them home from the grocery store, and I either take a wet paper towel and I wrap it around the stems of the vegetable so the vegetable has some moisture to absorb inside of it. That seems to help with leafy greens, to keep them longer, and I definitely put them in the fridge. Cucumbers, definitely in the refrigerator, if you're buying them from the store. Now, my dad is an avid gardener, and he grows, you know, he's really good. He gets cucumbers every year. Now, he'll pick the cucumbers fresh from the garden, you know, and just leave them on the countertop for the next week or so until he eats them. But that's fresh picked out of the garden. That's not buying them from a grocery store. So there is a difference because, you know, if they're in the grocery store, they've been sitting there for quite a while. So I always store my cucumbers in the refrigerator. Carrots, celery, all stored in the refrigerator. Cauliflower, broccoli, all stored in the radishes, all stored in the refrigerator. I do not store my onions and garlic in the refrigerator. They get stored at room temperature because the moisture content in there, they can actually mold quicker if they're not at room temperature. So things like that, I keep at room temperature, but everything else I put in the refrigerator. So, yeah, I hope that helps.
Awesome. And then the last question we had was from a woman. She's dealing with intestinal swelling right now, and she was wondering if you would give any recommendations on that. I actually highly recommended her contact you as well, but she was wondering if you could share anything that might help reduce intestinal swelling.
Oh, intestinal swelling. It's kind of hard to go by because I don't have any more information. But I would, again, emphasize sea vegetables because sea vegetables help aid in digestion with the intestines. Also, easy to digest food. So nothing raw, nothing raw. Raw food is very hard to digest. So she would want to take her vegetables and put them in a stew and cook them for a long time so that they're nice and soft. I would also recommend intestinal swelling. I would recommend creamy, easy to digest. Now, millet. Millet is the easiest to digest grain that there is. You would want to cook the millet in a porridge form where you're actually cooking it with more water. So it's usually like 1 cup of millet, 2 cups of water. I would probably cook it like in 3 cups of water and cook it up so that it becomes really, really creamy. So it's easier to digest. And then when she sits down to eat the food, make sure she slows down and chew the food thoroughly. Don't eat it really, really fast. So easy to digest food. The sea vegetables would definitely help. And millet is it's the grain that feeds and nurtures the stomach. And it is the easiest grain to digest. So those would definitely be some of my recommendations.
Well, thank you so much for answering all of the questions, and thank you so much for the listeners out there who had so many today.
Yeah, I'm very excited to hear from the listeners. All those questions were fantastic, and I would love all those people who asked those questions to go and, you know, check out my Facebook page, Macrovale Food, go to my website, check out my new cookbook, Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season, if you get an opportunity to pick up the new cookbook and then get some feedback, you could call back into the show next month. Again, I'm the first Thursday of the month, every month from 1 until 2. I come to you live here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And if you get a chance on Saturday, June 13th, I will be at the Better Health Store in Novi teaching a free one-hour cooking class all about quinoa. And you can purchase my new cookbook while I will be there at the store. Again, that's from noon until 1 o'clock at the Better Health Store in Novi. Also, the Farmers Market here in Westland, which is on Carlson Road, right off of Ford Road. You can swing by there, buy some of my healthy organic goodies, pick up a copy of the cookbook. And also, if you get a chance to check out my YouTube channel, I have posted over 25 short informative videos all about food, the health benefits of the food, how to use the food. I get asked questions all the time about unfamiliar things, such as the wakame that I told you all about today in the cucumber wakame recipe. If you're unfamiliar with the food, then maybe you're less likely to pick it up and buy it. But that's why it's so important to come to a cooking class, because when you come to a cooking class, you can learn from my experience of 18 years working with the food, learn how to season it properly so that it tastes good, and how to work with it properly. It's interesting, throughout my course of teaching classes, I get interesting comments like, you know, I just mentioned millet, and people are like, well, yeah, I cooked up millet. I didn't like it. It was crunchy. Millet should never, ever be crunchy. Apparently, they weren't cooking it right. Millet is nice and creamy. So it's really important to take a cooking class and learn how to properly prepare these foods. And then they taste good. And then you're going to want to eat them, right? I am always blown away and so happy to report that when people taste my food, they always go, wow, that is delicious, because I go out of my way to season it properly, cooking techniques, so that the food is very, very flavorful. And again, I would love to see you at one of my upcoming cooking classes here in June, Wednesday, June 17th and Wednesday, June 24th, cooking for the summer season. These classes take place in my home here in Westland. They are from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, and the fee is $40. In the June 17th class, I will be teaching you how to prepare quinoa, cucumber, corn, dulse salad. Dulse is another sea vegetable. Yellow and green bean salad and fudgicles. On Wednesday, June 24th, I will be teaching you how to cook grilled corn salad, tempeh and cucumbers, and a no-bake pudding pie. That no-bake pudding pie is a combination of chocolate and vanilla pudding swirled together, made into a pie form. And it's gluten-free. So that's a wonderful dessert recipe for you. Well, I can see we're almost out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for all the wonderful questions that were submitted to the chat room. Thank Courtney, my producer, and I really enjoy coming to you. Get a chance, go to my website, macroval.com, pick up a copy of my new cookbook, Healthy and Delicious Cooking, Spring Season. Remember, variety is the spice of life. So when it comes to cooking, make it simple and make it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. See more in another than they are showing you. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.
I would just like to give a little bit of a shout out for all those who are listening. Our next upcoming show will be this Saturday, June 6th at 10 a.m., and it will be the Wendy Power Show featuring guest psychic numerologist Renee Money. And once again, that will be this Saturday, June 6th from 10 to 11 a.m. You can listen to that show as well. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of the month.